Daf is Daf Lamed Aleph. I assume you got to the two lines down. All right, nailed it. Okay. You make it so easy for me. That's fine. So the Gemara says, first quote in the parentheses, a mnemonic here, the simon is Tlasa, Talmud, Tlas, Balei, Chov, Sarmtid, Shemea, Matim. Okay, that's the next few sugis we're about to see. So the Gemara says, Minayin le Talmud sheyoshev lefnei rabba v'roa zechush la'ani v'chov la'ashir. A Talmud sitting in front of the Rebbe's busy donning the case, and he sees a certain zechus for the ani, and it's going to be a chov for the ashir. Minayin shelo yishok, how do we know he should not remain silent, meaning he should say something and participate, tamalomar midvar sheker tirchak, to stay away from any lies. You don't want there to be any sheker, you should certainly speak up. Again, minayin le Talmud sheroes rabbo shetoa bedin. How do you know if the Talmud sees the Rebbe making a mistake? He shouldn't say to himself, I'll wait till he gets the Gemar Din. Then I'll come and save, I'll be the hero, I'll come overturn the Din. Then I'm going to build everything back up for my own thing. And this way I'm going to be accredited with the Psak Din. Don't play any games here. Don't look for any kavod. Don't make any lies. Don't allow the din to be based on, the initial din to be based on sheker. You should say something now and don't look for any kavod. Minayin la Talmud she'amar lo rabo yodea atabi shime. So don't, a Talmud shouldn't say that you know with me shimnosin li mea mana ein mivade. If they give me $100, I'm not going to lie. So mana yeshli eitz aploni vein lo alav ela eidachad. So I only have, the so-and-so owes me money. And I only have one aid. I know one aid is not going to win a court case for me. So minayin shalo yistare fimo. So how do you know that you shouldn't join up together with this Talmud Chacham? You know he's right. You know he's not making it up. The Rebbe knows the Talmud's an emistika guy. So, oh, I want him. I'm just lacking proof. It's not my fault. So maybe you should be allowed to join forces and be an aid sheker. Talmud Lomar, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, you shouldn't be involved in any type of sheker. So the Gemara says, Hi, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Nafka, that's a Dvar Sheker Tirchak. Hi, it's worse than that. Havadei Shikur Kama Sheker. That's not just, you should distance yourself from sheker. That's actual lying. Rachmana Amar lo saned berecha eid sheker. You're not allowed to be an eid sheker. So granted, you know the result is true. You trust your Talmud, he's telling the truth. But to take an avenue that's going to cause you to lie and testify falsely, that's a different iser and more serious iser deraisa. So the Gemara says, Ela kigon d'amar le vaday chad sada isli. So I definitely have one aid. V'ta'ata kum hasam v'lo tem v'lo midi. D'laho mafka pumcha shikra. So how do I know? Just stand there. Don't say a thing. Stand there and present yourself as if you're going to be alongside the Eid Echad. Don't say anything. And then you're not, you're just staying neutral. So that also, now I'm not sure how this is going to work out exactly, because that's not going to be an aid. An aid has to actually testify. You can't just stand next to the guy and stay silent. I'm not really sure what the Havamina here.
Meaning he's going to be scared. Before they testify, he might
admit it. Just admit,
right.
Okay.
He's bringing two aid.
Interesting. Okay, just to have a little fear factor there. So the Gemara ends up saying, "Afil hachi aser mishum shen emar midvar sheker tirchak." So we see all these things that it seems so obvious. It's all you shouldn't be involved in any of these types of isurim, any of the sheker. So Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlau is mechadish based on the sugi here. Of course, real lying is aser. But he says, Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, simply just speaking words of a lie, telling a fake story is actually permitted, as long as it's not in the context of a halachic lie. So he's Mechadish, that's what the Gemara is trying to teach you here, that we would recommend not doing it, but telling Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma would not be a violation of any Isser, he thinks. But there's a very strange point. The Chavetz Chaim says, and that's not true, any type of lie, even Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma, is considered a sheker, and many, many great tzaddikim stayed far away from even saying one word that was not, in fact, true. Okay, now the Gemara says, Menayin, two wide lines. Zal menayin lenosha b'chavei ramana. A person owes a person $100, shelo yomar atenu b'masayim kedei sheyoda l'bimana. You know what I'll do? I'm going to claim $200 from him, even though I know he only owes me $100. V'yischayiv li shvua, because what happens, he's going to admit 100 of the 200, that's the shvuas modi b'miksas. So now he has to take a shvua modi b'miksas. V'agal gel alav shvua b'makam acher, and then with that, I know he owes me other money maybe from other places. Once we have a shvua starting off, I can now tag on other shvuas as well. What? Well, it's not really, because you're making the guy take a shvua deraisa. Anyways,
so payback, that's what I think.
You know, that's why these Gemara is a little tricky, because sometimes you have businessmen who are going to take some of these ideas and apply it into real court cases now. So Tamalomar Midvar Sheker Tirchakt, you should distance yourself very far from any sheker. And then the Gemara says, Minayin Lenosha Bechavera Mane Vetanu Masayim Shlo Yomar Akbrenu Bebezdin Veodulochut Lebezdin Kede Shlo Eschayv Lashvua Lo Yigalgal Ashvua B'makum Acher. So what's going to happen is you're going to claim from me to $100. And they're going to claim $200 from me. So I shouldn't deny everything in Bezdin. If I deny everything, and I'll admit outside everything. Because really, if I deny everything, zero, so I don't owe any money. You say $200, I say nothing. So it's your word against my word. So you can't mechayv me a shvua. But I really know I owe $100. But I don't want to be mechayv a shvua. So I'll deny it in Bezdin. And when we go outside to the parking lot, I'll say, here's $100 that I owe you. This way I could void any shvuas modem amiksas. Tamalomer, again, the same point. Midvar, sheker, tirchak, a person should, even though, again, the point of all these gemaras seem to be that even though in the result, you might be having the correct result, the way to get, the avenue that you're using has to be also clear of any sheker.
Here, it seems that a lot of, part of the what's bothering you is he doesn't want that the other guy got to get through on something else.
Right. That's the goal.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to pay you the $100 right. That I know in fact
he doesn't want to make the shua, but also right. He saves himself from it.
Right. So then the Gemara says, "Minayin l'shlosha shenoshin mana be'echad." Three people are owed money from one person. Shelo yehi echad baal din shnayim edim kedei shiotziu mana v'yachloku. They can now devise a plan. So they all owed $100. So let's say, let's get together. Let's claim $300 from the guy. You two act as edim, false edim, and then they'll make the guy pay $300. This way, we'll each get paid our $100. Again, the Gemara tells us, obviously, Tamar Lomar, Midvar Sheker, Tirchak, distance yourself from Sheker. Minayin L'Shnayim, this is an interesting halacha. Minayin Shebo L'Din Echa Lavush Simartutin. One person's wearing this fancy suit. V'Echa Lavush Itztalis Basmea Mana. I mean, all the way around. Smartutin is the rags, and Itztalis is a very fancy 100 mana worth suit. How do we know She'omrim Lo Lavush Kimoso, O Hilbishu Kimoscha? How do we know that either you should dress like him, wear a torn garment, or you should get him a nice suit like you? You have to be fair. Because otherwise, if you're going to come in with this fancy suit, you're going to instill fear in the Dayanim, and that's not going to be fair. You have to be equal in your presentation. Tamilomar midvar sheker tirchak. You should distance from any sheker. Don't try to sway the din in any direction. Be fair in how you dress. Kihava asu lakame derava barav huna. Two people came to Rava. And Amar Lahu, he says to them, Shlufa pizmukaihu vichusuladina. Take off your socks. Apparently, it's some fancy socks or shoes. Take them off, and now I could judge you guys fairly. So the question becomes, nowadays, you never find this at all in a bezin. They never say, wait a second, that guy's wearing a Zenya suit. That guy's wearing a, I don't know, whatever, a suit, central suit. Let's, change your suit. We don't make that happen. So what the Ravan writes is the practice is because nowadays, people's suits are not as expensive. The difference is not so great. And therefore, it's not such a concern. Now, I'm not sure that's so true. You could certainly have a $2,000 suit to a $200 suit.
Just doesn't look that different.
Yeah, they don't look that different, yeah.
You should have a change of clothing at the entrance.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah, like in B'nai Shurin, they have like a special, they're machbit of daven with a jacket on. So they have like in the coat room, like a few jacket sizes, you have to put on one of those B'nai Shurin jackets to daven for the Amrit. So they should have that, right?
Have B'nai Shurin.
Now, I think in the front maybe it has like B'nai Shur and like an emblem or something.
Nice.
Now, right. So the Rambam then says that he thinks actually the halacha still does apply Bizman Hazeh. He does record it. So then they'll ask why don't we implement this? So the Bach writes from the Yamsha Shlomo, because nowadays we just don't have the ability to enforce it. We'd like to, we just don't have that strength in a Bezdin. Imagine telling a wealthy guy, take off that fancy suit and put on that suit we have hanging in there. He's not going to do it. We just don't have that koach anymore, but in theory it should work. Okay. Gemara now says, we are halfway down the wide lines down. Minayin ledayin shelo yishma divrei bal hadin kodim sheyovo bal din chaveri. How do we know that one guy cannot present his side prior to the other guy coming? You both have to be present. Tamalomar divar sheker tirchak. We don't want to play any games here. Be fair. Make sure all people are present when presenting each position. Minayin lebal din shelo yatim divar ledayin kodim sheyovo bal din chaveri. How do we know that the bal din shouldn't test out his arguments with the dayan beforehand? Sounds similar to the previous case, but this time he's going, I think, with the svaras and the logics. So tamalomer dvar sheker tirchak. Rav Kana Masni, he learned out differently. Milo sisa lo sasi. Lo sisa lo sasi. Rashi explains here is azhar le mekabel. The dayan shouldn't receive any testimony beforehand, And Karbe lo sasi, don't give over. The Baal Din shouldn't say over any of the arguments prior. So it's an iser both in the dying to listen and the Baal Din to say over. So then the Gemara says, V'asher lo tov asa besoch amav. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel, that person shouldn't do something that's not good. Asher lo tov, that which isn't good, don't do within your nation. What does this pasuk refer to? So Rav Amar, Zehaba Beharsha, one who comes with a harsha. Harsha, I think they call is a power of attorney, where you write someone a license to represent you in court. So that's a person should not be represented. What's wrong with that? We find all over Shas the concept of harsha. So look at Tosas for some clarification here. Tosas writes, Zehaba Beharsha, Kisheose Bishvil Shu Ilem Ubaltainus Shemis Aber Al Riva Lolo. He's coming for a guy who's silent to, a guy who's very strong, a guy who's coming with a lot of claims. You send a very strong attorney to represent you. That's not fair. You have the best attorney in the world. That's not going to be a fair court case. That's when a lawyer is not permitted in terms of the arguments. Aval kishetorach lahavi lachaveru ma'osav shein chaveru yachol lechach mitzvah kaved. Let's say you're trying to collect money. So sending a collection agency, that's permitted. But to have a lawyer represent you in a din Torah, that's not fair. Having the best lawyer who's been trained in school for a few years and with all this 50 years of experience, that's what's not allowed. That's what it says in the pasuk, which doesn't say very much about lawyers, but asher lo tov asa basoch amav, don't do this terrible thing.
You give also another good reason is that the Tovea himself might read the Pshara, but the Shliach has no reshus to get the Pshara.
So Rashi says this.
Rashi says, skip the Rashi there. Umisabre al Riv Lolo, Vishema Harisha, Noach Lo, Vinoach Lipshara, Yosef Mizeh, Sheini Yachalas Pshara, Mibamun Acherim. The lawyer wants to get the deal. He doesn't want a Pshara. He wants to make all the money and win the case. But the initial guy might want to do a Pshara and just end the case.
Right. And also clarify, only refers in the same city, but if somebody is in another city.
If you can't Lemaisa make it. Okay. Fine. That's all Rav's understanding of what it means. Asher lo tov asa besoch amav. Shmuel comes along and says, Amar zeh lokeach sadeh sheyesh alav asikin. A person who buys a property that has some people claiming about it. And the Rashi explains that sheyesh alav asikin orin, people were claiming against it. Kemo ishasku amo shema'arin al hamachzik ba, that they're claiming the one who's currently holding it, the mocher, stole it from them. So I trust the guy who I bought it from. So if you know there's some claim about this property, don't go ahead and buy it and then try to end the whole argument. You should really step away from such a machlokes and don't be involved in this purchase. Gemara now says, Eino noheges ela beruin lahayid. So the Mishnah had said the only types of people who are subject to the Shavua Sa'edis are those who are actually capable and permitted to testify. Lafuke mai, who is not allowed to testify? Who is coming to exclude? So Amar Papa Lafuke Melech, a king is not allowed to testify. Rashi explained because it says, based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Lo Meid Vlo Meidin Oso, you can't testify for him, you can't testify. He can't be an aid, and they can't be an aid against him. So a melech is a bottle from being an aid. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Laafuke Mesachya Bakuvia, a guy who gambles, so he's a gazlan midirabanan. A gazlan midiraisa is pasul midiraisa. A Mesachya Bakuvia is a gazlan midirabanan. He is what the Chachamim disqualified from testifying. So the Gemara says, Manda Amar Mesachya Bakuvia, one who disqualifies that he can't be subject to Shuas Eidus, Kol Shekein Melech, certainly a king would not be subject to Shuas Eidus, because on a deraisa level, he's actually disqualified. But Ma'an Damar Melech, the one who says a king cannot be subject to Shuas Eidus, Aval, but there is room to say, Masachik Bekubya, Mederaisa Michse Chazi, Rabbanan Hu De Baslu. The Masachik Bekubya really is Roy on a Deraisa level. So if he makes a Shuas Eidus, according to this second opinion, he actually might be subject to the halachas of a Shuas Eidus.
So what Andy asked about the
Evet,
is really, it's not included in that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say ask about the Evet. I wasn't here. Sorry. Adam didn't report back to me. Some questions.
Shania and Rosh Hashanah actually just saw last night say how like an Evet is possible to give.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mishnah didn't address it.
Right.
Isha, well, maybe Isha.
Right. Same din as an Evet.
The Mishnah there says anytime the Isha is Roy Lay, that's where the Evet is. Where
it says that. Okay. So, I thought for a second I didn't hear what you said. I thought my ear.
I'm like, you were listening. I've been trying to say this.
Okay. Gemara now says a few lines down, two dots, b'fnei bezdin, shlo b'fnei bezdin. So there's a machlokas in the Mishnah when it came to mipi atzmo, a person who made a shvua mipi atzmo, he voluntarily took a shvua, versus mipi achem, where others had forced him to take a shvua, to which he responded, amen. So the Mishnah said that according to both Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, the lacha was that mipi atzmo could be, it's a good shvua, only no matter where you are, right? Let's get this right again. Mipi atzmo, it's a good Mipiatzmo is good no matter where you know. And no.
Tanakam said Mipiatzmo Bechem is good outside Bezdin and Bezdin only.
Mipiacherim. And then Rabbi Meir felt that Mipiatzmo is good outside. So they argue about Mipiacherim. Mipiatzmo, you could be anywhere. Mipiacherim.
That's what they argue about Mipiatzmo.
No, you're right. Mipiacherim, they both say only works in Bezdin. Mipiatzmo, Chachamim say it works. Also, only in Beis Din, but Rabbi Meir felt it worked even outside of Beis Din. Okay, so machlok is about Mipi Atzmo. Does it have to be in Beis Din or even outside? So the whole basis of Mipi Atzmo is really learned out from a Gezeirah Shavah of Shvuas HaPikadon, a different type of Shvuah. So now the Gemara explains the machlokas as follows. Bifnei bezin, shelo bifnei bezin, v'chule, two dots. B'mai, k'mithlagi, what's a machlokas, whether mipiatzmo can be done even outside of bezin or only in bezin. Amrua, rabbanon, kamid, rapapa, as follows. B'dun minei, u'minei, b'dun minei, v'oke basra. Whenever you have a gezeir shava, do you just learn the basic principle, but then you apply it to the new context, or you pull out all the details from the source of the gezeir shava? So the Gemara says, "Kamithlagi, Rabbi Meir Savar don minei uminei." You learn everything from the source, the details, the fundamental point, and all the details surrounding it. Mipikadam, ma pikadam mushu mipiatzmo chayiv af edus mushu mipiatzmo chayiv. Just like mushu's pikadam, when the shomer denies having the pikadam, he says, "I swear, he's chayiv mipiatzmo." So too, mipi shvus edus you're chayiv mipiatzmo. And minei, we learn also from it the details. Ma pikadon bein bebezin bein shelo bebezin. If you deny it, you chayv shvus pikadon. So to af edus bein bebezin. Excuse me, bein shelo bebezin. You chayv for the shvus edus. Because Rabbi Meir holds again. Don't mina umina. You learn all the details from the source of the gzeir shava, even chutz lebezin. Rabbanan come along and say, Savri, don't minay v'oke basre. You learn the point, mipi atzmo, from pikadon, but you learn the details from the new context of shvuas edus. Meaning what? Ma pikadon mushba mipi atzmo chayiv, af edus mushba mipi atzmo chayiv. So that principle we learn, that a person's chayiv a shvuas edus from making a shvua mipi atzmo, that's based on shvuas pikadon. However, oke basre, we now put it in the new context of shvuas edus, Ma mushra mipi achem, which we already know from a pasuk, mipi achem yichayev bebezdin only bebezdin in shelo bebezdin lo. So too af mushra mipi atzmo, you're only chayev bebezdin in shelo bebezdin lo. You're not chayev outside of bezdin. Okay.
So in both cases, the shua of the pikalon and the shua of edut is that somebody comes and the other guy denies it, right?
Because exactly. Yeah, we'll get to that, but that's the basic point. I wanted to say something interesting about Shuas, the Eidus Melech. We'll come back to that, I guess, when we get to a good stopping point, if I can. Sorry. The Gemara now says, continuing on this point, Amr Lahu Rapapa. Rapapa says to this explanation about it's a question of whether you learn it from it, Dom Mino Mino, or Dom Minon Oke Basra, that machlokis, I mi pikadon gamrile, dirabanan de chuyama, lo pligi, di dom mine umine. Had Shuas pikadon really been the source of Shuas Eidus, even Rabbanan would agree, we would say, don mina umina. We would learn every detail that even mipi atzmo, chutz le bezdin, should work for shuas edus, just like it works for shuas apikadon. Ela hainu taima de Rabbanan. What's the reason why the Rabbanan say it only works in bezdin? De maisila bakal v'chomer. They don't learn the gezer shava of shuas edus from shuas apikadon. They actually have an internal kal v'chomer. Ma mipi acherim chayev mipi atzmo lo kol shekein. If a person forces me to take a shvua, and my amen is as if I said it, so certainly when I actually articulate the shvua, certainly I'm going to be subject to the halachas. So it's really a kal v'chomer. Umidimai silei kal v'chomer. Once it's learning from a kal v'chomer, the source being mipi acherim, dayo we have lavo min adin lios kenidon. We can only be as good as the source. So if the source mipi acherim only works bibezdin, So too, mipi atzmo can only work bibezdin. Ma mushma mipi acherim bibezdin in shlo bibezdin lo, af mushma mipi atzmo bifnei bezdin in shlo bifnei bezdin lo.
So they don't have at all the gzira shalah.
Exactly. Chachamim rejected entirely. We have to see later on. I think Lamed Dalet, they quote, is where we see this discussion greater, more of the discussion, but as of right now, they rejected, it seems. Gemara now says, Amru relay Rabbanu l'Rapapa, mi matis amrish delab b'dom minei u'minei pligi? Could you really say that they can't learn, they don't learn the Gezer Shava? V'hatzan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Daf Lamed Vav, gavei pikadon, shivuas ha-pikadon, noheges b'anashim u'b'nashim b'rechokim b'pikrovim b'ksherim b'psulim b'fnei bezin, shol b'fnei bezin, m'piyasim m'piyacherim enu chayiv, ad shi'ifor bo b'bezin divrei Rabbi Meir. So this is about shivuas ha-pikadon, that it works only in bezin, no matter if it's m'piyacherim or m'piyatzmo. And the Chachamim Omrim, Bein Mipiatzmo, Bein Mipiacherim, Kevin Shekafer Bo, Chayiv. So you're Chayiv, even if you are Chutz Lebezdin, you're Chayiv by Shavuos HaPikadon. So the Gemara says, Mushba Mipiacherim LePikadon, Minole LeRabbanon the Chayiv. How do we know the Pasuk about Pikadon? We'll get into this greater detail in a couple of days from now, that the Pasuk about Pikadon only talks about Mipiatzmo. It doesn't mention Mipiacherim. So how do we know Mipiacherim works? So it must be the chayiv lav de gamri le me'edus. It must be that just like shvuas edus, which is mipiacherim, doesn't say mipiacherim by pikadon. It only says by edus. So they must have learned it from edus, and we have a gezer shava to pikadon. Vishma mina bidon mina umina pligi. So must be that they're arguing they do learn a gezer shava, but they're arguing about whether we say don mina umina or don mina v'olka ba'asrei. So the Gemara says in. So what's the Gemara telling us here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, around 15 hour lines down, Me'ahi in. Me'ahi v'adai sh'meinan l'hu l'rabbanan dom mina v'oki basra. From the mission about Shavuos HaPikadon, that they had the Mipi Acherim, that v'adai is a proof that they hold of the Gezer Shava. We would not have learned it from how we just had our Mishnah on Shavuos HaEdus. We cannot have concluded that they're arguing about the Gezer Shava. We could have thought it was a Kav HaChomer. But now that we've established, we brought in the Mishnah on Lamed Vav about Shavuos HaPikadon, now we can conclude that in fact they are arguing about that is in fact the Machlokas.
So the Kav HaChomer is stronger than the Gezer Shava. Is that why the Chachamim are choosing one against the other one?
No, just the Kav HaChomer wouldn't work in the case of Shavuos HaPikadon. All we know is...
We're saying that the other way around, they're using the Kav HaChomer and not the Gezer HaShava, right? That's the answer, right?
No, the answer is that we're saying it's in the end the Gezer HaShava.
Right. And is that the reason why? Because Gezer HaShava is a better...
I'm not sure that's the reason. It's just that Kav HaChomer would not work in this case. Kav HaChomer, you can't learn just because Mipi Acherim works for... there's no Kav HaChomer to apply it to Pikadon. But you're right, and the truth is Gezer Shava is stronger, but that's not why we're rejecting it though. Gezer Shava is stronger because it can only be done Mipi Rabo, only the Masor. You can't create your own Gezer Shava, as opposed to Kav HaChomer, you can create your own Gezer Shava.
Rabbi Kivanger quotes our Ritzvah here, and I don't know what it says there in Makos, but it seems like it's probably touching on this point. Is there Yivar Masas, Halot Varam Kav HaChomer? It must be. Like the Sugya asked the Kav HaChomer in a place of a Gezer HaShava or something.
Uh-huh. Like could be. It's anyone's guess, I guess.
It sounds like that.
The stuff you don't know.
You know the rest of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to show off. Okay. I want to backtrack just for a second on the point of the kings. There is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam does have in one place he says that Shavuos HaPikadon does not apply to a king, because a king's not allowed to give edus. But he writes elsewhere, that's in Hilchos Shavuos. But in Hilchos Shgagos, the Rambam writes that a king can bring a Shavuos edus, which goes against the whole sugya. The Gemara clearly says that a king is not subject to edus, which means he can't bring Shavuos edus. So how could the Rambam write that he does bring a Shavuos edus if he violates it? So there are a few answers brought. So the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, he says, it's talking about when a king testifies about another king. There's one exception where a king can testify, one king against another king, so then there could be a Shavuos HaEdus. That's one suggestion. Another suggestion he makes is, it may be that the king testified before he became appointed king, but he just never had a chance to bring the karbon. So one might think, we'll see this in the Sugyas of Horios. I'm not sure why this is not brought up, but if a person had a certain din to bring a karbon, then he became a Nasi or some other thing, or Kohen Gadol, it might erase his previous karbanos or not. I don't remember. But according to this, it would not erase his previous chiv karban on Shavuos HaEdus.
And if he was an aid when he wasn't a king, and then he
took the shul afterwards?
Is he allowed to take the shul when he's a king?
Yes, I don't know.
If it happened before?
I would guess not. Probably not.
The yeah. Holy Spirit is on
right now when
he's a king.
Exactly. The Chassam Sofer makes a chilek. Chassam Sofer says there's a difference between mipi asmo versus mipi acherim. He says the only time there's no chiv carbon edus on the king is when it's mipi acherim. No one could force him to take a shul. But let's say he voluntarily offered, he makes a shul. He's not allowed to testify, but he says, I swear I know no edus. Now, we never asked him to testify, but he did on his own. So in that case, since he jumped and made the shua, in the end of the day, he violated the shua's edus, and Chassam Sofer felt that he would, in fact, be chayv a karbon shua. And the final suggestion is, Minchas Chinuch, he's mechalik between dine mamonis and dine edus isurim. A melech cannot testify about dine mamonis, but he can testify about dine isurim. Fine. The problem is, Shua's Edus only comes for Dine Mamonis, though. So the king can testify about Dine Yisurim, but Dine Yisurim never results in Carbon Edus. Carbon Edus, Shua's Edus is only in Dine Mamonis. So if you create a case where there's a Dine Isser and Dine Mamon attached to each other, for example, a Sota case, where there's Dine Isser where she could be killed, but there's also the Ksuba that she has to face, so there's together, so in that case we could force the king to testify because there's Dine Isser involved if he knows something, but also results in Dine Mamonis. So it could also result in Shua's Edus. So those are the different explanations how the Rambam could come up with the case of Shua's Edus for a Melech. Okay. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, the Gemara says, Tu dat v'chayavim al zadon ha-shavua, that if you violate the Shua on purpose, you're chayav. So the Gemara wants to know, Menachem, Emilia, how do you know? The Tanu Rabbanan Bakula Nemar Behen V'nelam. All the other cases of Karbanos, it always says V'nelam. Nelam, Nelam means you forgot. It's shogeg. The kan lo nemar ba v'nelam, but by shvua it doesn't mention nelam lechayv al hamezid k'shogeg. This is an exception where you're chayv a karbon even on a case of a mezid. I think this is one of the only ones. Let's say you knew the edus, and you, anyways, mezid, you took a shvua. I don't know any edus. You'd still be chayv a karbon.
I think that's the main case, isn't it?
Is that the main case? I'm not sure. Is it main or not main? I think
the main case is that the guy never done it, just he denied it.
It could be either one, though, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that a shogeg would hire a carbon in this case.
Well, normally a carbon only comes because of a shogeg.
Yeah, but in this case, he's almost like an honest.
If he forgot it? Well, we'll get to the next case in a second. What's considered shigas? What's ones versus shogeg? But here we see this is an example where you chayv a carbon b'mezid. I think the other exceptions are me'ila, you chayv a carbon b'mezid. And maybe a shif harufa also.
Meaning you do on purpose.
Purpose. Yeah, I think it's another exception. Okay, the Gemara now says Val shigaso im zadon ha'edus. So that what did the Mishnah say about that? That point was if you do a shiga with zadon im edus. What does that mean? Asks the Gemara. Heichidami shigasa im zadon ha'edus. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, ba'omer yodeani sheshvuzu asura. I know it's usher to take such a shvua, I just don't know if it results in a carbon or not. So you intentionally held back the edus, but you're a shogeg on the carbon. That's Hushita? Remember Hushita that is? That's Mumbaz, I think, right? Remember Mumbaz says right. Shigas, if you have a shiga on the carbon, so then that's considered a shiga.
Never seen him before.
Who, Mumbaz? Gemara and Shabbos, Klagada, the San Farrakhi talks about it. But
Mumbaz wasn't the king, was it?
He was a king also,
was
yeah.
He was a king.
Yeah, Mumbaz and Melech, yeah. Okay.
It's a great name.
Okay, Gemara then says, Vein chayavim al shigagasa gredasa. But the Mishnah also said, on a just standalone shiga, you're not chayv either. So what's this case here? So the Gemara says, Lema tanina lidravakana udravasi. Let's suggest that the Mishnah is in accordance with them. Who are they? So if you look at their Rashi says, Lema tanina lidravakana lidravasi, de hecha de savra lishtaba be'emes, ain't a chayv? Let's say the guy forgot. He was honest. He really thought he was swearing the truth. He thought he said the truth. And he swore. So he's the halacha was your pater, because we say libcha anscha. Remember that line, libcha anscha? Rashi quotes that. So our Mishnah says also, the guy was shogeg. He completely forgot. He knew any edus. Like Ricky was saying, he's pater. Isn't that exactly what Rav Asi or Rav Kana said, where he really in his mind thought he was telling the truth? He's pater. So the Gemara says, lo. Afagav ditnan. So even though it's in the Mishnah, it's the Rech. You still need Rav Kana, Rav Asi. Because I would thought, Hacha, who delok sivin elam, Debinan shogeg demezid. So here, where the word nelam isn't mentioned, you need a case of shogeg like mezid, meaning you need to have some awareness of what's going on, but no awareness would be pater. But a case of al-hasim, dechsiv nelam, all other cases where it says venelam, so you would think even if the guy's onus, even if the guy forgot, he should be chayv a carbon. Afilu shkagasa kaldu. Kamashmalam from Rav Asi and Rav Kana, if the guy mamish forgot, he's a case of an onus, libcha anscha, even in other cases, even though it says venelam, he's going to be considered onus and pater from the shur. And Mishnah now says, we'll read the Mishnah, then we'll stop after the Mishnah. There's a lot going on. We're going to read through it quickly. The Gemara is going to explain tomorrow's daf. The Mishnah tells us, Shua Sa'edis Kated. How is Shua Sa'edis? Amr L'Shaim, you say to two people, Bova Hayuduni, come testify for or against us. Shua, they say back, Shua Sha'ein Anu Yodin L'Cha Edis, we know nothing. Oh, Sha'amr L'Lo, they say, Ain Anu Yodin L'Cha Edis, we say, we don't know, they say, I don't know any testimony, I don't know any Edis. And they say back, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, could you swear for me? Amr Amen, that they agree to it. So that's the Shuas Aedis Bain Mipi Atzma Me Mipi Nacherim. Hare Elu Chayavim, those are cases, if they're found guilty of lying, they're Chayav a Karbon. Heshbi Aleim Chamesh Pamim Chutz LeBezdin. Let's say he makes him swear five separate times outside of Bezdin. Uba LeBezdin, and then they come into Bezdin Vehodu, they admit to it, they're Pturin, because there is no Kfira in Bezdin. But Kafru Chayavim, let's say Akol Achav Ze'achas, let's say they take five Shuas outside. They come to Bezdin. Bezdin says, do you know any Shavuos? Do you swear you know? Do you know any Edis? They swear, I don't. They deny it. Then they were retroactively chayiv on the Shavuos they took outside of Bezdin. So even though the Shavuos was outside of Bezdin, the Kfir was in Bezdin, and that Kfir is going to go on each of those five Shavuos that they took outside of Bezdin. Hishbil and Chamesh Pamim Bifnei Bezdin, the Kafru. Let's say he makes him swear five times in Bezdin, and they deny it, you're only chayv once. So Rabbi Shimon, why? What's the reason? Matam. How come when he took shvuas outside of Bezdin, he's chayv five, but the shvuas inside, he's only chayv one? Hol v'ein miyachon lachzor ulahodos. Because they're not able to retract their words. Look at Rashi to explain this. Hol v'ein miyachon lachzor ulahodos. Ilu kafir b'rishona, if they denied the first shrua, hol bezdin haim, since it's in a bezdin, when they made the first shrua and they denied the first shrua, should they said they don't know any testimony, shiv lo hayu ru'in lahoy, they can't testify anymore. Why not? Shekvar higidu sheno yodin lo edis, they already admitted, or at least they denied, they said that they don't know any edis. V'shuv eina yichoza magi, we know once you say something in bezdin, you can never retract on your words. Hilkach afagav de lo kafru el vasof, even though he only denied at the end, they were all wasted. It only really affected the first shrua that they took. Fine. That's the point. So once their first denial came in Bezdin, the remaining shruas were really pointless, because once you say, I don't know any edus, they're now no longer capable of testifying. They're puzzle edus. The Mishnah now says, Kafru shneim ke'echad. Let's say both Edom denied together, so Shneim Chayav, and they're both Chayav Shuas Edus. But let's say Bezachar Zeh, let's say first Ed 1 denies, and then Ed 2 afterwards makes another fake Shuas Edus. So then the halach is Arishon Chayav Asheni Pater, because the Sheni, once he lost his partner, he's already disqualified for Shuas Edus, I'm an Ed Echad. And an Ed Echad is not Chayav in a Shuas Edus.
He's being a
Shuas
on his, not on the Kach.
You just say on what I don't know any of this, yeah.
Not
right.
Yeah.
If you first say you don't know, and then you're caught, and then I say I don't know, well, right. I'm...
The second guy's not being making a shua on us, right.
Adam. Even if you can, it doesn't make a difference, because now you're disqualified. Once you've already been found guilty, even if I say it about both of us, you're no longer a relevant party. So I'm standing alone, and I'm not chayv shua to Adam. Then the Mishnah says, let's say, kafar echad v'hodu echad. So let's say one guy denies it and the other guy admits that he knows Edus. So then the halacha is ha-kofer chayav, because the kofer is he could still admit and he could combine forces with the other Ed Echad. The fact that he denied, he's chayav shuas Edus. Let's say hayu shtei kitei Edim, the two groups of Edim, each one stands alone. Kafra harishona, let's say first kat deny knowing any Edus. V'chakach kafra shnia, and then the second kat knowing any edus. Shtein chayavos, they're both chayav shvus edus. Mipnei sheha edus yicholo liskayim b'shtein. Since they're not separate edim, they're not edachad edachad, but they're two edim separately. Each one could stand alone to provide their own edus. In which case, they're each chayav separately a shvus edus. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.